first phase, some more than about 1 lakh meters have been implemented also. And I'm happy to tell you that most of the meters which have gone live is actually Scrum Eco meters. So from that perspective, we have a positive view on the West Bengal.
Sure. So out of the 4 AMIs awarded, one is this company, right?
Scrum Eco will be like a system integrator there. So we will do whatever is required in order to fulfill the order conditions.
Understood. So secondly, on the potential of this industry, smart metering industry, you said that a balance yet to be awarded is about 11 million meters. Is that right?
Not 11, 110 million. It's 11 crores.
Okay. Understood. And this is over how many years?
Yeah, so this is there in the public domain. So, see, government wanted to do it as soon as possible. So now speed is picking up. So I'm not able to put a timeline on what the government would do. But I think they are going pretty fast now.
Understood. So thirdly, which are the key competitors that you see in this space?
See, device manufacturers, there are some 4 or 5 people who are already present. I don't want to name them, but they are already there. As you know, major players are there already. You can go through the published data also. So there are about 4 or 5 major players in the device area. There are a lot of AMISPs who buy from these 4 or 5 players. One of them is, of course, Scrum Eco, who manufactures device. So, yeah, so there are about, let's say, totally about 5 major players. Of course, there are, if you go to the list of approved meters, there's a large number, but not all of them are actually preferred suppliers, so they are not even supplying actually.
Understood. So, and just last question from my side, how is the working capital in this segment and of your present guidance for FY25? Should this be included in should this be sort of a part of your guidance?
Yeah, it will be within the consolidated guidance that we have given. So this is not going to increase the working capital cycle in any way.
Understood. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of KU from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, team. So question is on the acquisition in a way that we were already supplying products to Scrum Eco as a client. So what advantage do we get from the acquisition? This is just India entity, right? So the technology will remain with the parent, which is based out of India. So what is the tangible advantage that we get? That is first. And second, with this acquisition, as we become system integrator, our scope of work will increase from manufacturing to what extent?
So we do have an agreement with the parent entity also in terms of support of the technology remains with the Scrum Eco India. It is just the brand name which is there, which is with the parent entity. Scrum Eco brand name is not owned by us, and we have an agreement with the parent entity to use it as long as we require for the purpose of servicing orders within India. And the benefits, like I have listed already, it gives us scale in manufacturing, access to new technologies, and it kind of gives us a firm footing in the area of smart meters. And smart meters, not only in electrical smart meters, but there are other electrical grid smart meters, but there are other distribution systems where we can develop products and on an ODM basis and supply to various entities.
And in terms of scope of work, how does that increase?
Scope of exactly the same as before, right? It is manufacture and it's manufacturing. It's EMS work actually. So that's what it
does
is.
Does that now also include the installation of meters or no?
No, in the contract already taken, if that is part of the scope, we'll complete it because the same team is remaining, not a problem. In future, depends on the kind of contract that AMISPs give us, and based on that we will do. But majority of the revenues, etc., that we are actually computing and we are reckoning is based only on the manufacture and supply of smart meters.
Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kale from Invesco. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So just to kind of confirm, you mentioned that going ahead, if the contract wants you to do installation, you will kind of get involved in it. But how would that kind of impact working capital requirements for the business? I mean, manufacturing would be easier to do that. But when it comes to installation, how would the payments work?
Yeah, so see, current payment terms, all the three stages of installation, the total amount of exposure will not be, the working capital exposure will not be more than 90 days. It will be actually significantly less than 90 days. And it's not going to change because the same terms all the AMISPs do. So from that perspective, it's not going to adversely affect any of the our existing working capital. It probably there might even be an improvement if we start doing more volumes here.
Okay, understood. And in terms of capacity, I mean the new Hyderabad plant, what is the capacity, the manufacturing capacity there for smart meters? And as part of the acquisition, are we getting any existing capacity from Iskraemeco?
No. See, we have always been the manufacturer or EMS company for Iskraemeco in India. So we have been, so they have, of course, they have technical team which can do testing and all of that. But all the manufacturing capacity was being provided by us only. In Hyderabad specifically, the capacity that is being built up is about 4 million per annum. And we will work on increasing this once the entire system picks up speed. We have enough, say, bandwidth and space.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the management connection. Please stay connected while we reconnect them. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management connection back on call. So please continue.
Yes, please ask the next question.
Yeah, so that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Manikandan Gare from Franklin Templeton, India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thanks for having this call. I have two questions. One is on this acquisition. Post this acquisition, any products on the smart meter side that will be manufacturing for Iskraemeco will have what brand? Is it Iskraemeco Canes or Iskraemeco hyphen Canes? That's my first question.
See, the initial orders that we are processing in Indian market, it will be Iskraemeco. And post that, once we take a decision, we'll let you know if there is any change in the strategy. So it will be Iskraemeco.
No, I'm asking this because now that you are forward integrating in this sector on the smart meter side, will this hinder any of the competitors to Iskraemeco or make them rethink about coming to you for EMS work? That's the key thing which I'm trying to understand here.
Yeah, so we still remain an ODM and EMS company. We don't have a Kaynes branded product, and we continue with that strategy as of now.
So you don't see this as a risk to, you know, any incremental orders you may get from the competitors also, this chronic is what you're saying, right, sir?
No, because this is an approved product, no? So all AMISCs can actually potentially take and supply. We have also given it to many. So there are many orders are in the anvil being decided, etc. So, yeah. So
sure.
There's no risk.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Leeladhar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So the first few clarifications are, the last year Iskrameco has done 65.4 crore of a revenue. So the entire manufacturing for that has done by the Kaynes?
Yes.
Okay. And secondly, as you had also mentioned that the servicing order in India with the name of Iskrameco is going to be done, is there any royalty or a fee company is going to pay in the future orders to the global company?
No royalty is to be paid to anybody, any entity outside of India. Since we acquired this part of the acquisition deal, that Iskrameco brand name can be used for a specified period to service all these orders in India. For as long as we wish.
Okay. And in that Iskrameco revenue, is there any, you know, it's totally related to the smart meter? And also, is there any export number is also included in that?
No, not yet. There are no export orders logged in yet. And in future, if they come in, then certainly we will log in. But at this point in time, these are all domestic revenues.
Okay, okay. And that's related to the smart meter only?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Because you had also mentioned that the water or a gas meter scope of work is there. So you, that is not there yet to start.
That area, because that project needs to be come up fully and then some approvals have to come up, etc. Yes.
And lastly, sir, can you indicate how much of the margin, you know, the Iskrameco is making? Any indicative numbers would help.
So this year, after the post-integration, we will have no effect on our guidance. It certainly will achieve the 15%. And so obviously this product is not in any way margin diminutive, it is actually margin accretive.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Krishnan from Kotak Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Just wanted to sort of follow up because in one of the previous participants, all the system integrators will be sort of bidding for contracts, where Iskrameco will be sort of competing with like a Genus or anybody else that is there. And then, you know, whether we win the contract or no, we may, you know, directly supply, or then we are hoping that the others will also give us the order. Generally, like, this is sort of considered conflict of interest, right? So how do you sort of address that? Because while we are just a manufacturer, we are also sort of bidding for the same tender against all the other companies who we could be potentially be supplying to.
No. Actually, in the past, we were in the market alone. We were not associated with them in any capacity other than as an EMS company. And now, once they are in the fold, so our target will be all the AMISCs. And we'll work with the AMISCs in specific fields, okay? So there will be no conflict of interest. We will not be standing head-to-head against any AMISC in bidding. Even now, to take Gujarat, for instance, PGCIL is the AMISC. So they have always been a smart working solution provider, always. They are not an EPC company or any of those kinds of responsibilities. So we will not be, you know, standing head-to-head against any of these various people like InteriSmart or any of these. In fact, they will be our customers in the new avatar. So there is no conflict of interest.
Sure, sir. And maybe just similar sort of exposure to exports. Are we allowed to sort of export this product as white labels to some other brands in geographies, you know, where Iskrameco is also present and supplying, because we are learning that...
Any contract with any company, obviously, if there is a conflict of, let's say, in the marketplace, we'll have to talk and resolve. So supposing there is a market where they are also present. So Middle East markets where they have supplied large numbers. But European markets, they are kind of 50-50. So supposing we obtain some order on our own marketing strength, then there's no reason why they would not cooperate with us. But if they are already present in some markets and they have a larger share there, so before going there, we'll talk to them and we'll do an amicable settlement. And in any case, so we can always discuss commercials with them as appropriate, right? So depending on what is the cost and benefit, we can always discuss with them and do it. So from that perspective, this is like any other company supplying, let's say, a brand name for a particular country. So any other place we want to use Iskraemeco brand, we'll have to anyway seek their this thing. But as far as white label is concerned, I don't think they have any problem. But we should keep, as good partners, we should kind of keep them informed so that if there is anything that they have to do, they can do themselves.
Sure, sir. And maybe in terms of technical collaboration, the products that they made today and the capabilities that they have today, we are sort of taking it over. But in future, is there sort of a longer term understanding that, you know, if they develop any future other technologies, be it to gas, water, or any other sector, we can potentially sort of partner with them, or is it like what is today that...
Yeah. As in most of the other technology companies, most of the design is done in Iskraemeco India itself.
Yes.
So from that perspective, actual capacity resides here only. So we will definitely, and we have an understanding that any new product comes out in their brand name and we want to use it here or something, we can always have a agreement with them on that particular aspect. But it's like a first right of refusal to us. It's not compulsory that we have to take it, but at the same time, it's available to us.
Sure, sir. Those were my questions, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Deepak. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amber Singhania from Nippon Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. So just a couple of clarifications before a few questions. Is one, what I understand is under AMISP, the bidder or the winner generally do the all the installation, procurement and everything, and then he gets revenue 100 rupees per month for the next 90 months. That is the ballpark agreement generally we are seeing in this scheme. So here, what I understand is for Gujarat order, it is PCL who will be the main contractor, and we will just be limited to supply of meter and giving the technological know-how to PGCL. Am I correct on that?
Sir, our plan is to become a large contract manufacturer to various AMISPs. So existing projects we will run, and then parallelly one or two projects we'll take. But otherwise, we will be generally concentrating on manufacturing of the devices.
So basically, we are not subject to that monthly recovery of the investment. Rather, we will be getting our funds upfront, right? At the time of installation.
No. We get it like we said. No, with the networking capital of less than 90 days, we'll get the entire money in.
So, okay, understood.
Yeah,
and it is the similar arrangement in West Bengal also, or it is different, sir?
It is similar arrangement in West Bengal. See, whenever we have this transition from an earlier status to a new status, if there are some previous arrangements that they have made, both, let's say, explicit and implicit, we will support those arrangements so that we are going to be there in the marketplace. So, but none of them have any major cost implications. It could be in terms of some support here and there. So that we will do. Whatever is coming to India has made commitments on these orders, these 3.5 million plus some more orders that we have got from West Bengal. We will support those orders, but they have no cost implications as such directly. And also, if there are some revenues available in this, we are not taking that into consideration in computing. So those are all, as the time goes on, we will book them in case something significant.
Okay, so in that way, it's not the cash flow impact. It's basically front-ending the revenue as well as installation rather than tail-ending for next 10 years in terms of revenue, right?
Yes, sir. There is absolutely no blockage of any kind of money.
Got it. Secondly, sir, if you can just help us out in terms of what was the approximately ballpark per meter revenue we used to book when in Keynes, and now when Iskraemeco is a part, what kind of per meter revenue Iskraemeco might be booking?
No. Okay, let me put it this way. I cannot give you specific numbers because this is part of the customer contract. 55-70% of the revenues we used to book earlier. Now 100% revenues we'll book it in our Iskraemeco, and remaining will be inter-company within the same entity. So Iskraemeco will be part of consolidated revenues. So whatever they bill, out of that, the internal revenues in EMS will be about 60-70%. And yeah, so that's what it will be. Earlier it used to be about 70-odd% of whatever they used to invoice.
Got it. And at present, sir, how much is the firm order with Iskraemeco in terms of number of units, number of meters, and definitely potential you have shared, but firm order is what, 3.5 million or more?
3.5 million from PGCIL, and then there are some orders from West Bengal. They are consolidating that and placing orders on us, but the moment it is placed on, I mean, us meaning now they have to place it on Kings Technology. It's a legally different entity, but part of the same group now. So once that comes in, it's a total target or total available or total allotted orders about, total target orders about 2 crore in West Bengal, out of which some have been allotted. So we will wait for some more time before the allotment takes place, award takes place, and then we can, but there will be some significant number. There are about 4 meters being considered there, so we'll be one of them.
Got it. Got it. And in future, we will not be bidding on our own for the entire bidding, right? We will be limiting ourselves to supply of products and the technology, basically.
Yeah. So as of now, with this acquisition, we'll be working like an EMS player. Our objective is to be an EMS player of having large amount of manufacturing smart meters.
Understood, sir. Fine, that's it from us. Thank you. Thanks a lot. And all the best.
Thank you, Abharji.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please restrict your question to 2 per participant. If you have a follow-up question, I would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Arfad Seth from Incred Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is on total TAM for the smart meters. So over the next 5 to 6 years, I believe around 30 crore smart meters will be installed for the next 7-8 years, out of which only 15 crore tender has been announced. So can we expect, let's say, balance 15 crore smart meter tender to be announced by next year itself, or is it like at least 2 to 3 years?
Okay, Rafaji, see, the issue here is that we don't know at what pace the government will work, but right now the pace of work has increased. So totally, based on whatever is the public data, no, government publishes the kind of a dashboard on this, about 11 crore has been awarded, another 11 crore to be awarded. So I think they will do it fast only because I think government is committed towards this particular project. So earlier they have taken 4-5 years time to come to this level, but it will be much faster than that. And also the entire capacities have to gear up, etc., right? So just the orders coming in is not going to solve their problem. So from that perspective, I think it will be a good delivery challenge once these orders get finalized. And maybe shorter time frame, then longer time frame is what I would bet on. But exactly what only government will know.
Okay. And so my next question is again on the pricing of the smart meter. So I believe, let's say, per cost, smart meter is around 8 to 10,000 rupees. So you guys also get similar amount to that from the client, or you will get some lower amount?
Sir, we get only EMS revenues, which is the meter ka total cost of the device. So that is anywhere around 3,000 plus rupees. That is the kind of revenues that companies like us will make who make only devices. The other numbers that you are talking about, I have not computed, but they must be the AMISP revenues on a net present value basis. And they actually make the monthly charges. They work on something called an OPEX model. So the AMISP should give an OPEX model to the distribution company, and they would do whatever is required, including sourcing and procurement of meters from companies like us. And there are other players too. There are 4 other players who are majorly working in this area. So that's how it is actually. So there are 3 layers. One layer is device maker, other is the AMISP, and third is the distribution company. So we are insulated from the value chain or revenue chain of the distribution company and AMISP. We are contractor with the AMISP, so we are like a device supply. Like I said, the networking capital is not expected to exceed 90 days.
Fine, sir. That is from us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Modi from Nippon Asset Management. Please go ahead.
So thank you. Just one question, just one clarification I had in the, West Bengal contract, the installation of the meters would be in our scope within the houses in WBDCL?
Yeah. You see, the PGCIL, the installation support is given by us. And for that, the separate money is given. We are not taking any profits out of that into our revenue protection yet. Okay. Because this is back-to-back given to other contractors. See, whenever a device maker picks up, there are people identified for this job across the states. Every state has got certain electrical contractors who do this thing. So in case of West Bengal too, a similar arrangement could be there. Like I said before, we are consolidating the orders from West Bengal. I think some more award has to happen. Total meters at stake there is about 20 million. So once all the numbers come through, then we'll do an implementation strategy, and at that point in time, accurately, I can tell you. But broadly, if there is a commitment made, we will hold by it. If there is no commitment, then we will ask the AMISP to kind of look at it differently.
Sure. So just one follow-up on this. So the Gujarat order is through PGCIL, and we've bid directly, or Iskraam acquired bid directly in the West Bengal contract as an AMISP.
Yeah, but even in Gujarat, they are identified as a AMISP stroke SI. So their role is more like an SI, system integrator role, actually.
Right, which is similar to Power Grid.
And will be known once all the orders are. It is actually not that simple. Every tender is a little bit different.
Correct.
And so if you go into the website, there are seven different varieties of tenders, etc. They mentioned. So
right.
Once we get to know the exact details, then we can share that with you. I mean,
okay.
I broadly know.
Huh.
But exact details, I don't want to consolidate the order.
Sure. Just, my question was more from a liability assessment in case of delays of implementation in West Bengal. So I believe you would have done the due diligence while taking over Iskraam
Echo. Yeah. No. Actually, that's why I'm not counting that as an order. We go strictly by an order book, right? So in our order book, even though they are part of the same fold, but they're still a different legal entity. So they have to give us a purchase order. So the Iskraam Echo will place a purchase order on Cairns Technology India Limited, maybe in future at the Hyderabad premises. Then we will put it in our system by material and they will give a schedule, etc. So that's why I'm saying that while there are a lot of futuristic the expectations in this domain, and we definitely are very bullish and buoyant about it. But as long as they don't come to us, I cannot disclose that to you. So the moment it comes, then it will be in our quarterly projections, we'll add that and show it to you. The 3.5 billion has already come, so we have added last time, because as Iskraam Echo had placed on it. So in future, we will do for West Bengal also.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neil Mehta from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
Neil, could you use your handset and speak? Your voice is breaking.
Yeah. Sir, is it better now?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. So, sir, my question is that, sir, you mentioned about 3 billion rupees for meter. It's for the single phase smart meter or the three part meter? That's my first question.
This is a single phase, all a single phase right now. We do have some smaller number of three phase meters also, but since the total quantum of three phase meters is not significant, so we're not talking about it. But there are orders for three phase meters too, but the 3.5 billion is single phase meter.
So my second question is, sir, is there any going right?
So there is a difference in the cost. See, three-phase meters are much bigger meters because they deal with three-phase supply of electricity. So typically their cost will be 70-80% more than the single-phase meters.
Thank you. We have lost the connection of the current participant. We will move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Deepak from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So my first question is in continuation to the earlier participants. So for Escram Eco, we'll be manufacturing only the smart consumer metering, or is it that we'll do also distribution metering?
Sorry, repeat the last part.
Would we be manufacturing or box building only smart consumer meters, or would it be also DT metering, distribution transmission meters?
Yeah, any meter that they require for manufacturing will be making, provided they have an approval for it. Okay, so that's our stand. Right now, most of the meters are smart consumer metering. So DT metering, if they win any orders and if there are designs available with them, we can do that too.
But we already are DT meters for a German company. This part of our export orders.
Okay. Okay, sir. And my second question is, sir, last year we did some 64 crore worth of sales, right, in Escram Eco. So how many smart meters we would have sold in that year?
So fully are smart meters only. So this year it will go up because these 3.5 million orders are getting executed. So this year it will become an intercompany sale. So it will come as part of our consolidated revenue.
Mm-hmm. That is fine. So I'm asking FY24, how many smart meters would have been supplied for that 64 crore revenue?
Anywhere between 2 and 2.5 is the pricing. So 64 crore, we can divide and find out that number.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my last question is, since smart meter is a, you know, growing market and has a larger TAM, any reason why Escram Eco decided to, you know, sell that entity to you and exit their Indian business?
We wouldn't know their reason. It must be part of their strategic business. They still continue to be a player in Europe and all that. So, yeah, this is a company which is which was bought by LCD Group, actually, the GPL Group, and they purchased this entity from Europe. They do have good business in Middle East and other places. So I wouldn't know why, but when this opportunity was available and then we came to know, then we jumped at it because it kind of secured our EMS credentials, you know.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinit Agrawal from Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. So one is, one of the largest player in smart meters is fully backward integrated and starting from assembling PCB or molding, and even they have their own software, and because of which they generate roughly 14-15% kind of EBITDA margins. Just wanted to understand post-acquisition where we will be placed.
Last part of the question.
I just wanted to understand, like, post this acquisition, where are we placed in terms of smart metering?
Yeah, yeah. We are fully integrated here. We have our own molding shop. I think those of you who are able to come to the Hyderabad facility would have seen it also. We have got full back to end-to-end the manufacturing of smart meters, the full value chain. The software is with the Escram Eco acquisition. The software is within the group. The molding is within the group. The entire PCB assembly is within the group. Testing is within the group. So it's
okay.
Integrated facility. Yeah.
Okay.
Moving forward, of course, once the PCB business, etc., comes up, we can do the PC boards also.
Understood. And my second one is, correct me if I'm wrong, like the company which you acquire was loss-making in terms of EBITDA, at EBITDA level, till FY23. So, what was the EBITDA numbers in FY24, if you can give that number?
Yeah, see, the past EBITDA numbers is during development phase, right? They were just bidding for orders and getting things approved and they were getting installed, etc.
Plus, all these global companies, they have their own pricing, their own methods of working.
Transfer pricing.
They transfer large funds for corporate account is debited and all those.
Yeah, so suffice it to say that now it's a clean business for us, and it's a bit
accretion. Make approximately closer to our.
Yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Indrajit Agrawal from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just one more question. In Iskameco's COGS, what proportion would have been supplied by Keynes in FY24?
You are asking about their purchase of meter, whether they purchase from anybody else. No, we have fully supplied.
No, no. So, in the sense that, what are the other costs other than the purchase from Keynes? Are there any other costs which are significant?
They have R&D team. They have R&D team for development of products, project management.
Validation team.
Validation is there. Testing support is there.
Right. So,
they have
okay.
125 people there. It's a large organization.
It's a large organization.
Okay, so other way to put it is, you said that for Iskameco, the per unit revenue would be 2.2 to 2.5. For similar units, what would have been our revenue?
That is the device revenue to change technology. Their revenue should be larger. Not at liberty to disclose because this order is not in the public domain, but their revenue will be larger than the device also. This is only the EMS revenue that I am talking about. Once they supply the device to, let's say, PGCIL, their revenues are larger.
Okay. Maybe I'll take it offline. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kalia from CD Integrated Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So, sir, my question was about our guidance for FY25, which is about more than 3,000 crore. So, after acquisition of this company, is it still intact or the incremental revenue which will we get from this acquisition will add to this guidance?
Sir, we will retain our whatever guidance we have given, 3,000 crore on top line and 15% on EBITDA.
Okay, sir. So after this acquisition, it will add more revenue to this guidance or what?
Yeah, in future, of course.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jalaj from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question was, I do understand in the past the company Iskameco had won direct contracts with West Bengal WDCL, and there is an article similarly for that. So just wanted to understand what is the rationale behind moving from a EMS B2B player to a becoming a full-fledged brand here. Any specific logic behind this becoming an AMISP?
The AMISP qualification has been done by many companies. Okay, but our objective for a company like Keynes Technology is to be a device manufacturer, essentially. So we continue to do that. And acquisition of Iskameco is to make sure that we get the relevant scale. If we are going to be making small quantities, then we really cannot be cost-effective and we cannot do margin accretion, etc., into our existing portfolio. In order to do that, we have acquired this company, which has capabilities to offer meters to all AMISPs.
Understood. And just onto that same question, so of the total revenue of, let's assume, FY24, 64 crores, what was the revenue split between it being a directly AMISP and it being a supplier to others?
No, all of that 64 crores is supplied to, if I understand correctly, I can ask the diligence team, but it is supplied to PGCIL. So even though we are called a AMSP and SI, but actually supplied through PGCIL, who is actually the AMSP in Gujarat?
Got it. And last question, what does the balance sheet?
I would request you to rejoin the queue for your follow-up question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Jubilant Bhartiya Group. Please go ahead. Mr. Aditya, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please. Due Due to no response from the current participant, we will move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Harshit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to check on the O&M business for the smart meter. So that would now be with, with Iskameco. So now it will be remain with Keynes. And what would be the portion, if you can sense, give us an idea on the O&M business for scope of work for smart meters?
See, the broad categorization of the revenues is CapEx and OPEX. So we are clearly on the CapEx side. That means we supply the meter and then we get paid for it, and the next working capital will remain within 90 days. As far as OPEX is concerned, that is a model which most of the AMISTs use. And so they obviously bring in investment also. So as far as we are concerned, we don't invest more than this networking capital into this business because we are on a CapEx mode.
Understood. So what about the maintenance of meters? I'm saying some meters gets broken down or some there are some issues.
See, our responsibility is manufacturing warranty. So within 6 months or something, so once it is installed, typically these meters also would not fail. But if there is any problem, and it is pointed out that it has something to do with, let's say, the design and manufacturing, because the device comes under our portfolio now. In this case, we'll have to deal with that respective agencies who have raised the claim, and we'll rectify and give back.
Understood. And last question on the revenue of 65 crores, would it be possible for you to give a breakup of how much is the product and how much is the installation and supply side for that?
The installation is actually a small quantum. It's like 200-250 rupee types, and that is also paid off to a third party for installation. So in a total of around 3,000 rupees something they would have built to, let's say, PGCIL, is a small quantum of installation, because there is some software license legally they are supposed to offer them so that they can utilize that to get data, etc. So some 300 odd rupees will be the quantum of software and this installation, etc. Around 3,000 plus something will be probably the total quantum of billing. So if you say percentage wise, it will be about 10% of their 64 crores should be that particular billing.
Understood.
I have not computed this number separately.
Okay.
We have seen, broadly, we have verified the, all these things are there or not there. But other than that, I can give you a sharper answer later.
Sure. Okay, sir. Thank you. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhilesh Bhandari from Millennium Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Can you please comment on the payment milestones? How much money will come post the installation of the meter?
See, different, let's say, different distribution companies, different AMISTs will have some small changes in their system. But suffice it to say that including investment into our stocks and everything, the networking capital will be limited in 90 days. So obviously, the receivables will be lesser than that.
So, what I want to understand is, if there is a potential delay in the actual installation of the meter, you have supplied the meter but you are not able to install it, then how much of that, how much money can likely get stuck?
No, nothing. See, this doesn't work like that. See, even if they say strictly installation, etc., once delivery is made, typically those bills are processed. Once they know that the asset is done, they process the bill. So some people split it in 3 ways. One is delivery, one is installation, other is activation. Some people say delivery and installation together and they pay you as soon as it's delivered and so on. Okay. So it depends on the EMISP and the particular distribution company. So these are not like the contracts which are open-ended. So they are supposed, there is a SLA. Of course, I'm not at liberty to talk about exact contractual details, but there's an SLA. So even the AMISP is supposed to clear the bills within some particular time. They are supposed to do installation within some particular time. So that's why we are so confident that the total working capital will not exceed 90 days. Maybe it will be lower.
And for the PGCIL contract of 3.5 million meters, the installation is under your scope, right?
It is under Iskameco scope,
yes,
which we will support.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
available, it doesn't take any too much of time. The electrical contractor available. The moment you tell them, they will send people and install it. So it's a few weeks time frame that they install it.
Because there have been reports that smart metering installation is facing some challenges in multiple states, including Gujarat.
Yes, see, the thing is, 1 crore meter has been installed. 1 crore meter is installed. There are some 500 complaints, obviously, because people who suspect that metering will make them pay, they might resist it or something. But it's not a significant number, because 1 crore mein 500-600 complaints, not a big deal. It will happen, sir, whenever... earlier, the system was that people have to go physically, the lineman has to go to remove the fuse, etc. So there was always this trouble of removing fuse because there could be some compromise happening there. But with the smart meter, the user will not have any choice. So those users who are probably malafide or who don't want to pay, they will probably resist. But that's a smaller number.
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors Limited for closing comments.
Yeah, I would like the management to thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call and answering all the queries. Thank you very much, sir, and thank you to all the participants as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bhumika ji. Thank you for organizing the call. Thank you, all the participants, for patiently listening to our answers. Thank you.
On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us.